Shop the President's Day sale at Grand Appliance for unbeatable appliance deals and a hassle-free buying experience that includes fast delivery, expert installation, and personalized service from start to finish. Save now on top brands like LG with top-load washers starting at $5.99 and counter-depth max French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Learn more at grandappliance.com or one of Grand's local showrooms in Indianapolis and Lafayette. That's Grand Appliance, appliance experts since 1930.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Matt Steinmetz along with Evan Giddings today. Family first, and Guru's taking care of some business today. We wish him well, and hope he's doing well along with his family. And Evan's in for him today. What's up, Evan? How you doing, man?
Yeah, hoping to get the Goo back tomorrow. He's got to take care of some personal stuff, so our love is with him. But I'm excited, man. I'm excited because I had a chance to, I guess, come down from the high of NBA All-Star Weekend. And I know that to some it might not have seemed that fun, but it was a cool experience to be right in the thick of things for three consecutive days, whether, you know, it was in the East Bay, getting to talk about it on Saturday morning on the radio, getting to be there at Chase Center Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We had Amador Lounge show on Friday night where we got to talk to a lot of celebrities. It was pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. At the end of the weekend, I was just about done, and it was a three-day sprint, but now that I have a day to kind of sit back and reflect on all the things that happen, I think the Bay Area's got some pretty positive energy right now.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. They got some. I don't know how much is All-Star related. I don't know how much is Jimmy Butler related. But I got to tell you, something's been happening in the last 5-7 days, it feels like. And it feels to me like the Warriors are sending a message to the league that they're back and that they believe they're going to make a lot of noise. And I got to tell you, I thought we were kind of trending in the other direction where more people are kind of saying, let's move on. But take a listen to Joe Lacob. He was asked about Steph Curry. This is by NBC Sports Bay Area. Lacob did an interview late Sunday night, and he was just asked about Steph Curry.
Everything just came out so great. By the way, I want to say this. San Francisco is back, okay? Let's just make it very, very clear. It is back. City looked great this weekend. People delivered. There were parties all over the city. I had people talk to me constantly how much they enjoyed the city, and they were surprised. Well, they shouldn't be surprised. It's back, and that's a great thing.
All right, my bad. That was him talking about San Francisco. This is about Steph Curry and what Curry's thinking right now.
He's unbelievable. I'm so lucky. We're so lucky. All of us are so lucky in the Bay Area to have experienced Steph Curry. And by the way, he ain't done. He tells me he's got a few more years to go here, and he thinks we're going to win another championship, so let's do it.
All right, so between Steph Curry thinking he's going to win another title, or telling Joe Lacob he thinks he's got one more in him. We had Kirk Lacob on last week, and he was talking about another title run. And if you read The Athletic, Evan, there was a story in there by Sam Amick, and apparently Draymond Green said it multiple times over the weekend that the Golden State Warriors are gonna win it all.
I think, you know, we were kind of headed in the wrong direction, thinking we figured it out and never figuring it out this year, throughout the course of this year. And since he's been here, we've walked into every game thinking and believing that we're going to win that game. And that goes a long way in this league. When you walk in the game like, ah, man, we're probably going to lose this game, it's not good. And so he's brought back that belief, and I think we're going to win the championship.
Say that one more time so that everybody hears it.
Say that with your chest.
I didn't hear you, my earpiece.
Because they added Jimmy Butler the third, so what did you say?
81?
I'm sorry. I said I think we're going to win a championship, but I lied. We are going to win the championship.
Wow.
All right, so that was Draymond Green over the weekend, I think with Vince Carter and Jalen Rose, Adam Lefkoe. And he said the Warriors are going to win the title this year. And he made it specific with Sam Amick. Apparently he told Sam Amick that they're going to win a title. And Sam said, this year? And Draymond said, absolutely. We're winning a title this year. And I'm just wondering how that makes you feel, Warrior fans. Like, do you feel like this? I'll ask you, Evan, but I'm obviously asking our listeners, too. I mean, do you feel like the Warriors believe this? Or do you think it's just kind of bravado?
You wouldn't say that unless you believed it.
I guess. But Draymond...
What, you think he's just out here in the streets telling people they're going to win a championship just because? Like, I know Draymond talks a lot, but I don't think when it comes to basketball, he's an idiot. Like, if he didn't think they had a chance, I don't think he'd be talking about a title. And whether you think that Draymond Green is talking out of his rear end or not, he was the talk of the weekend. Like, he wasn't just saying this on television. This was at the tech summit that he was telling people on Saturday that they're going to win the championship. And I think it is, I mean, that's about three steps beyond where I was coming into this weekend as far as what action was for the Warriors. But the fact of the matter is, he told the entire country that that's the expectation. And Steph Curry followed up by saying he enjoys playing with expectation. I don't know if Steph is someone that will go as far as Draymond Green, but if Steph doesn't mind that type of pressure being put back on them and them being back in the limelight and the bullseye being on their backs, I don't know why we should.
Well, it's interesting. And if you want to jump into this conversation, the number's 888-957-9570. But we've spent a lot of time in the previous weeks talking about the expectations of this team, and they were kind of limited expectations before Jimmy Butler got here. Then Jimmy Butler got here, and things changed. And I looked at this team and thought, well, they're still in 10th. Can they get into the playoffs and win a round? That is what I would consider a successful season. But what the team is now telling us is we can do better than that. And I feel like, at least when I was talking about the Golden State Warriors, I was talking about them as a 7 or 8 seed. And it feels like they want us to keep talking about them as if they are Boston or Cleveland or OKC or Denver. I mean,
I don't read it like that. No, I don't read it like they think that right now they should be talked about like they're one of the three or four best teams in the NBA. But there's hope. There's belief back in the Bay. And I think that's the biggest thing I took away from this weekend is they think they have action. Whether it's at as a 7 or a 6 or they think they can somehow climb to a 5, they think if they get in, they can win. And that's what Draymond Green is telling people, which I do not think they felt like before. Pre-trade deadline, this team was dead, and they knew it. And whether Jimmy Butler is going to bring them in a title contention or not, he was the shot in the arm apparently that they needed. Or maybe that they didn't know that they needed, because plan A was Durant, this summer was Paul George. Jimmy Butler appears to be the guy that this team wants and needs in the moment. And I think it also indicates there's a lot of urgency from the older players to get it done this year.
Right.
Like, this season is not going to be a bridge to the next or a stepping stone to next season. Like, they want to win it this year, and they legitimately believe they can, and now they got to go prove it.
I'll tell you what, if I were a Warrior fan, I would be excited about what they're saying, about what Draymond is saying, about what Lakeham is saying. I would be. I want my team to think that they can do extraordinary things. And if the way I look at it is this, Draymond Green is incredibly intelligent when it comes to basketball. And here's the exact way I thought when I heard it. I thought to myself, well, if you're somebody that doesn't like the Warriors, you're not a fan of the Warriors, and you hear Draymond Green say that, I think you got to be a little worried, believe it or not, and worried that this team may think they can pull something off that nobody thinks they can pull off. And even though I think 3 years ago was a lifetime ago, darn it, Draymond that year said, don't let us win the championship. And we all kind of snickered. And then they won the championship. I mean, is this thing not over? I mean, where do you think this thing is right now with the Golden State Warriors? I mean, we're not bringing up championship. They're bringing up championship. So we're heading into the last 27 games of the year. It's going to be a sprint to the finish. The Warriors have a lot of climbing to do, but it sure feels like they're in a great space, and they think they can make it happen. 888-957-9570 is the number. Hey, are you on board with thinking this could be a championship team again, or is that just a bridge too far? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
To Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson today, and we're talking about the residual from All-Star Weekend. Draymond Green was all over your TV screen, and he was all over social media and over the internets, if you will, and he thinks this Warrior team is going to win a championship this year. He thinks they can, and he's made it clear. In fact, he made it so clear that they asked Steph about what he thought about Draymond saying they could do it.
I'm excited. We got Draymond on the telecast, guaranteeing we're winning a championship. I love expectations and having something to play for, so he's lighting the fire for sure. But, you know, all jokes aside, I think we finished the last four games 3-1, and we have a lot to figure out still. And I think 27 games or so left to make a push. All we want is to get into a playoff series and have a fighting chance to, you know, be a tough out and against anybody in the West. And we have a good opportunity in front of us to do that. So I'm looking forward to the challenge. And it's basically a playoff game every single night. And that usually brings the best out of you.
Here's my question. And there's no ill intent with this question. Draymond Green either believes what he's saying or he doesn't. But that, to me, is secondary. Why do you think he said it? Why do you think Draymond spent the weekend telling anyone who will listen that they're going to win a title? And he talked about it to the extent that Steph Curry referenced it and seemed to acknowledge that Draymond's got something going on with wanting to light a fire. But what do you think was the reason Draymond said it? Or do you think he just kind of said it without giving it a lot of thought?
I mean, Jimmy Butler, that's the reason. You know, they got right. They got a player they believe is an alpha, you know, a 1A to Steph. And when you have that kind of talent on your team, you got action. Like, you know, the Warriors legitimately, you know, their most realistic path is like through, let's say, a 7. Well, you got a guy who's taken a 7 seed to an NBA Finals. You've got a guy that's upset, has helped upset multiple playoff series when he was with Miami. Like, it's because of Jimmy Butler. But overall, I think Draymond did it because of expectation. Like, he's putting expectation on the Warriors. And expectation in sports is something that breeds, like, pressure-filled entertainment. And more often than not, Steph is somebody who's rose to the occasion right. in those kind of environments. So whether Draymond Green is doing the talking that Steph and Jimmy are probably going to have to walk, like Draymond will be a part of it, obviously, I think he feels pretty comfortable doing that. And now he's got two guys that can walk the walk.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we talk about the Warriors' championship pedigree. Jimmy Butler doesn't have a title, but to me, he's a player that is as close to having championship pedigree as you can have without having won a title. I mean, it feels to me like he has the respect of everybody in the league. All the players think that he's a heck of a player. And, you know, I got to be honest with you. So let's just take me, for example.
Matt's done,
Matt. I've talked about the Warriors forever. Do I think they're done winning titles? I do. Did I think they were going to win in 2022? No, I didn't. So I'm here talking about the Warriors. Maybe they should start to rebuild or look to the future. And it's clear they did the opposite of that. They look to right now. And so, like, this is the thing about Draymond. He's not an idiot. He's really smart basketball-wise. And now I'm thinking to myself, can they? Can they really make the playoffs and win four rounds? No, they can't. Can they? You know what I mean? No, they can't. No, it's out of the question. They're too old. Can they? Like, for the first time, I'm actually thinking, well, Steiny, what if they do? What if they can do it? It's not outside the realm of possibility. And so, if I'm thinking that way, I got to believe Warrior fans are thinking that way. And you want to talk about drumming up some excitement, Evan, for the second part of the, you know, last third of the season. I mean, I don't know who is as excited as Warrior fans, because what they're going to, they expect to see something different these last 27 games in the first, 55.
Yeah, well, you have to. I mean, and that's why, like, as much as Draymond, again, he talks out of his keister more than most, but he knows what he's doing, or at least he thinks he knows what he's doing. And if you're a fan of the Warriors, you should be excited about him saying that. Whether you think that he's wrong, or he doesn't know what he's talking about, or he's a crazy person, he should be institutionalized, you should be excited hearing that. Because even if he's tricking himself into believing it, it means he didn't believe it before. He didn't believe it before the deadline. He did not think that this team could win a title before the deadline.
Right.
And you talked about it before the break, and I think it's true. Like, this has the don't let us win a bleeping championship energy to it. And he's one for one.
Yeah.
So, I have my doubts. I have my reservations about how far this team can go. Because...
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're talking about, could they win a round? You know, could they sneak into the second? Could they get a favorable matchup? And he's just like, nope, we're actually Neil Armstrong. We're going to the moon. Like, we're going to win a title this season. And that's who Draymond Green is. And I just feel like hearing that on All-Star Weekend, with Draymond essentially being the mouthpiece for the Warriors, like, that was the most exciting or entertaining thing to come out of the weekend. Like, Draymond Green was the star of the show on Sunday. Right. It wasn't the players or even Curry won MVP. Draymond Green has got a head coaching offer. He's guaranteeing a championship. And everybody from Lakeham to Curry is kind of on board with it. So it's like, let's go. Let's ride.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. As a Warrior fan, how optimistic do you feel about the next 27 games? And the other thing I was thinking about, I know we got a lot of listeners out there that have other favorite teams than the Warriors, and that's the other thing, Evan, I was just thinking about is, you know, this was a showcase national game. Draymond Green's, you know, he's actually talking to every fan of any NBA team. You know what I mean? He's not broadcasting it to the Bay Area only. He basically told the entire league, we're going to win the championship. And I also thought, if you're in Boston, do you laugh at that if you're a Boston Celtic fan or a Denver Nugget fan, or do you recalibrate? Like, that's what I'm doing. I'm thinking, can they? That's my thing now, because I didn't think they could. I still have my doubts. But, man, they are really setting the table for something great, possibly. And they don't have to do this. They don't have to say this.
Well, and that's why I also don't think from a PR standpoint, like, it's not a bad move to say it because no one believed you could do it anyways.
Right.
So it's not as if he's a content, like, if Shea Gilgeous-Alexander this weekend said, we're going to win the championship, there's a lot of pressure to do that for them because, number one, they've never done it before. Number two, they're the best team in the league. Statistically, they're having one of the greatest seasons in NBA history. There's a lot of pressure on that. I think Draymond is, he's playing with house money at this point. They weren't expected to win the fourth championship. He's got the rest of his money. He's on TNT. His life is set. He's feeling good. All-Star Games in his city this weekend with his guy, Steph. Like, there's no better time to say something like that. And I don't necessarily look at it as a shot to the rest of the league because you're right. Tatum's who's in that building, Durant's who's in that building, or you know Donovan Mitchell's in that building, or probably like, yeah, well, that's Draymond talking. You know, I think even Dalton Connect was asked about Draymond's comments about the rising stars
right.
playing on Sunday, and he just goes, yeah, I mean that's Draymond. That's what he does. He talks.
Yeah,
but don't let him win a championship. Like do not let them win this title. And that kind of feeling, that vibe has been, it's been gone for the last 2.5 years.
Right, and that's the way I feel, that it's kind of been gone, and they, you know, I've always thought the fans have been, what do I want to say? You know, fans are less realistic, let's say, than owners and GMs and stuff like that, I feel like. And I just feel like the fans have been holding on to this dynasty and holding on to the possibility of a fifth ring as the Warriors front office and management team realizes that they're getting further and further away from a title. But here we are at the All-Star game now after they acquired Jimmy Butler, and now they are talking championship again. So I feel like they're flipping the script a little bit on the media and the fans and saying, you better not think of us as a 9 or 10 seed because you guys all know what can happen when we get in there. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Miguel in Hayward. What's going on, Miguel? How you doing, man?
I'm excited with Draymond Green said on the weekend. Like, I was trying to call you guys yesterday, but I was too tired from work. But, yeah, man, I'm happy with Draymond Green said on live TV because, if you mean something, you want to tell the whole world that you're going to do it, you're going to do it. And, pretty much, when he made that comment, no NBA superstar went on Twitter, online, and even said anything. So, having Jimmy Buckets on the Warriors team now is a good thing for the Warriors and for the fans. Now, when I watch a game, I'm so excited to watch a game. So, I'm just praying that Draymond Green is not wrong about the championship. And let's get that fifth championship. And thank you guys for taking my call.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, the All-Star game was obviously in San Francisco, and Draymond was a big part of it, and he had a huge platform, and he said a bunch of things over the weekend that were interesting or that raised some eyebrows. But what he said about the Warriors to me, I don't know. I didn't see it coming, and
I don't think anybody did.
No.
And it sounds like this was his plan the entire time. Like, whether it was predetermined that he was going to go on TV and say that, to be fair to him, he told everybody the entire weekend. Mentioned the Amex story, that was at a tech summit the day before he went on television on Sunday. I have to imagine at one of the many parties that he was probably privy to and present at, he's telling people, like, dude, we got action. Like, this team is not dead. Don't count us out. And it just feels like they still have something left to prove, too. It's not just, hey, we're going to ride off into the sunset and be content with our four chips. It's not just give us a chance and, try and sneak in. It's like, no, they legitimately believe they can win a fifth. And again, I have my doubts, but they've become must-watch television for the last 27 games of this regular season.
Yeah, I think I'm with you there. I'm looking forward to Friday's game against Sacramento. It's going to be one of these stretch runs where every game is going to be important. I'll tell you right now, they lose to Sacramento on Friday. It's a big loss. It's a it's a twofer game, essentially, because that's a team you're competing with. Frank Isola of ESPN was on with the morning show, and he was asked, do the Warriors have a title run in them?
I just don't know if they have enough size. That to me is the biggest issue with the Golden State Warriors. And, you know, the road that they would have to take to get to a finals is more difficult. I don't think it's impossible. I just don't think it's probable. Again, I do think they got better with the addition of Jimmy Butler, but it seems like every night in the Western Conference, you never get a night off. There's so many darn good teams. I know the Warriors still have to come east. I know they still have a trip where they play both. They'll be in New York for a while where they play both New York teams. So the schedule, to me, doesn't help them. I do think they can make a run. I don't have the faith in the team to win a championship, though.
All right, that's Frank Isola. And that's kind of where I'm at. If Draymond... I'll be honest with you. I think so much of Draymond's basketball intelligence that I feel like I got to leave the door open just a crack now. You know, rather than say they have no chance, say, well, they're probably not going to win. You know what I mean? Because maybe they got something in them that nobody thinks they do, except the hardcore Warrior fans.
Well, yeah, Draymond Green believes it, but I don't think it, like, Steiny.
Yes.
Backtrack 12 days, February 6th. If nothing happens at the deadline,
yep.
Do you think we hear Draymond Green go on national television and say we're going to win the title? I do not.
No, I don't either.
And
even though he probably knew back then he was going to be doing all this all-star stuff.
Yeah, I mean...
But I agree with you.
I think Draymond is like any great entertainer and new member of the media. He's got his takes planned out. He knows what he's going to go up there and say. He has belief behind it. He knows it's as much a game, I think, on TV as it is to him. But, like, he knows what he's going to say. I don't think that he knew that he was going to say that until Jimmy Butler got to the Warriors. And... it's not as if they acquired prime Kevin Durant. You know, it's the most impactful trade that they've made since Andrew Wiggins joined the Warriors.
Yes.
You know, and
it may be bigger than that one.
Well, I think it is. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Because remember when Wiggins got here, we didn't know what was going to happen to this franchise. Klay was hurt. Poole hadn't emerged yet. Curry was still incredible. But there's no way you could have foreseen what he was going to help the Warriors accomplish in 2022. And I think Draymond is maybe trying to set the stage for what Jimmy Butler can now help the Warriors do in 2025, which is try and make a run at a fifth title for these guys.
I mean, let me ask you this, and let me ask Warrior fans this, because I hear this a lot. Well, the West is wide open. There's no team in the West that's get... And I get there might not be one dominant team, but I still look at the Warriors as, you know, they're going to have to beat, you know, OKC or Denver or Memphis. Then they're going to have to beat OKC, Denver, or Memphis. And then they're going to have to beat maybe the Lakers or somebody else. And it feels like one of those teams, there might not be a favorite or a juggernaut.
Well, there is.
In the East.
Oh, in the East.
Do you think there's one in the West?
Yeah, it's clearly OKC.
So, you don't...
Now, the thing they don't have is experience.
Right.
But if this team... Let's say the Denver Nuggets right now were doing the kinds of things that the Oklahoma City Thunder are doing.
Right.
I think they would be the clear favorite. Like, the only thing they lack is pedigree. They are statistically right now on pace to be one of the best teams in NBA history. And they haven't even had their second best player, arguably, for the majority of the season. Like, the Thunder are pretty freaking good. And they have laid waste to top teams time and time again. The Warriors have gotten them, most recently at Chase Center, but OKC's clearly the favorite in the West.
No, and they are, obviously. But I think because of their youth and because they got beat in the second round last year, and they had the best record in the league last year, didn't they? Or first or second, they were up there. But anyway.
Yeah. No, I think they did.
Yeah, and they lost in the second round. But they're a team that I think a lot of other teams look at. I don't know what their record is. Probably 45-8 or something like that. But I think people hold their experience against them, and they look at OKC as a team that, you know, they could stumble just because they're so young and they did last year. Whereas maybe they're the team that gets over the hump this year. But I mean, if the Warriors play the Oklahoma City Thunder in a seven-game series, I don't know what's going to happen.
No, but I mean, if I had to choose, you know, that's not a team that I would want to play early. But again, it's the Warriors feel like that they have a chance to beat anybody. And that's not something they felt like before, certainly. So, and, you know, I don't know. I mean, maybe, like, if they lost that game to Houston right after the heels of losing the game to the Mavericks, would this still be the same case? I'm not sure. But a 3-1 start is a really good thing to build on. And, you know, you're right that the rest of the Western Conference is kind of full of, like, imperfect squads. I don't know. If the Celtics were in the West, would we feel this way? Maybe not. But almost because of how much parity there's been in title winners. There hasn't been a back-to-back champion since the Warriors. So in a way, the league is, I think, kind of seen as wide open because every single year in the 2020s, it's been a different team.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. And what do you think about Draymond Green saying that this team is going to win the title? And, here's what I went through my mind when he said that. All right. So pre-Draymond Green saying what he said, I'm thinking if somebody said, sign it, can the Warriors win the title? I know. They can't win the title. How come? Well, because their three best players are all 35 or older, and they would have to play 6 to 8 weeks of great basketball in the playoffs. They would have to win four series, and I just don't see him doing that. But then I'm thinking, well, you know what? There are no back-to-backs in the playoffs. So the Warriors won't have to play any back-to-backs in the playoffs. And then you start putting their experience out there. And, you know, I still have my gut feeling is maybe they could win a round. But I'm skeptical that they can put something together for, you know, 6-8 weeks, which is what they're going to have to do, and from where they're going to have to come from. They're still going to have to come from 6, 7, or 8, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, what excites me is that it feels like this is the cleanest slate they've had since the championship. You know, just because the year after was the punch.
Right.
Last season, it was all about Klay's contract and other things that didn't have to do with basketball. But to me, this is now, it's almost like expectations have been sort of reset for them. And I realize that they're 10th and they're a game above 500. But that messaging over the weekend from Draymond, it was almost like it's a brand new season.
We got
juice now that we didn't have before. And the shot in the arm is Jimmy Butler III.
Yeah, and listen, the one thing that this trade has done is it has made the Warriors an unknown again. I mean, I think we knew who and what the Warriors were before they got Jimmy Butler. And I think we all felt like that was a 500 team. Maybe a little bit better if they got clicking. But now you look at this team, and who can rightfully say where they think this team is going? Nobody. We have no idea where this team's going or what they're capable of. And that's the part that I'm really looking forward to. I have an idea of what can happen. I think they're going to be better in the second half. And I think they got a shot to sneak into the playoffs. And maybe dot, dot, dot. But where do you guys fit in now with the Golden State Warriors? And certainly, they've become so much more fun of a watch that it's going to make the last 6 weeks a heck of a lot of fun. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment was brought to you by MB Jesse Painting.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Hopefully Guru will be back tomorrow. He's taking care of some family business. And we're talking about Draymond Green and what he said about the Golden State Warriors. Here it is again.
I think, you know, we were kind of headed in the wrong direction, thinking we figured it out and never figuring it out. This year, throughout the course of this year. And since he's been here, we've walked into every game thinking and believing that we're going to win that game. And that goes a long way in this league. When you walk in the game like, we're probably going to lose this game, it's not good. And so he's brought back that belief, and I think we're going to win the championship.
Say that one more time so that everybody here can
say, say that with your chest.
I didn't hear you. My earpiece.
Because they added Jimmy Butler the third. So what did you say?
81?
I'm sorry. I said I think we're going to win a championship, but I lied. We are going to win the championship.
Wow.
All right. Is it possible they could pull this off? And I'd be shocked.
We're not there yet.
He was right. He was right before, in 2022.
Well, he wasn't that confident, if we're being honest, in 2022. He said, "Don't let us win one."
That's
he didn't
true.
Say they were going to win it. Now, I also don't think that like it has that kind of energy to it, and I think he legitimately believed after starting 18-2, whatever it was, that they could make a run. You know, but he's. I don't know if he's seen something behind the scenes or the fact that Butler... Because it's funny, like, Jimmy hasn't really been the braggadocious or, I don't know, exuberant, like, personality that we were promised or maybe thought we were going to get. Like, Draymond's doing the talking, and it's going to be Curry and Butler that pretty much got to do the walking. But, I don't know, like, I don't believe that he would have had this same type of energy before the deadline. And Jimmy Butler
right.
really seems to have changed some things here in the Bay Area.
Well, here's the other thing that, and I want to pose this to Warrior fans too. Does the fact that Draymond Green said what he said, which is we're going to win the championship, does that change your expectations of this team? And then you will judge them accordingly. For example, how many weeks left in the season? Let's say what's in February, March. Let's say 8 weeks
or yeah.
six. Let's say 6 weeks, just for the heck of it. You know, in the next 6 weeks, the Golden State Warriors have to win two games for every one they lose, essentially. And you know, you brought up the schedule. Like, their schedule is pretty favorable compared to other teams. But what I want to say here, Evan, is let's say I'm talking to Goo about the Golden State Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And Goo says, Steiny, I think they can get to the Western Conference Finals, which he did.
He has said that.
Which he did the last time. And so, Nat, you know, last week I would be like, Goo, listen, I mean, if they did that, that would be unbelievable. I mean, it would be incredible. I don't think they can go that far. They're too old. It's not going to happen. But if Draymond Green is telling me they're a championship team, then we got to judge them like a championship team. And it's got to start on Friday. They have to go, you know, 19-8. They just do. Otherwise, they're not going to get the kind of seeding they want. And so if you want, you know, if you want us to talk about the Warriors like they're a championship contender, then we're going to be more critical of them.
Yeah, we are going to talk about Like, they now get to be measured against the best in the West because that's the conversation Draymond Green wants them to be in. But there's also something else to this. Like, I think it has to do with the man of the weekend, Curry. I think it has to do something with Steph. Like, Draymond's been in that locker room with him for over a decade, and he knows him better than almost anybody when it comes to basketball. I have to believe Draymond's seen something with Steph that leads him to believe that they can do this, because Butler can be awesome for the Warriors, but Curry's their one. And if he's going to be someone that turns back the clocks, they got a shot. And maybe Draymond thinks that he can. Like, he's seen the way that Curry has been energized by this trade, the way that Steph has owned the weekend and is, you know, riding high off an All-Star Game MVP. And it's like, I don't know, 2 weeks just really changed a lot for this team. And I think it changed a lot for Steph, because if he's the bus driver, if he's the battery you got to put in this car to make it go, it's like I have to imagine Draymond sees a recharge 30. Like, that's also the reason why he's as confident as he is.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Draymond's talking championship again. Joe Lacob's mentioning it. Does that mean your expectations of the Golden State Warriors have changed if you're a Golden State Warrior fan? You said something that would scare me if I'm not a Warrior fan. And it's maybe Draymond, when you said maybe Draymond sees something. And that's the part that I got to give him the benefit of the doubt on. Because guys like him can kind of look at a team and, like, they know how good they are way more accurately than anybody from the outside looking in. And I don't know, maybe he sees Butler and he's imagining Kuminga and he knows that they can cover up some of their holes that they've had this season. And now what had been something they didn't do well is something now that they do really well. And he saw something. And that's why I got to watch the last 27 games of the year, because maybe he did, and I want to see exactly what he saw.
Yeah, I think it's also by kind of like reverse elimination. I think Draymond knew that they were done before the deadline. I think last year he knew that they were done. Even the year before that, because of his own actions. Like, he knew that he had ruined that season.
Right.
So I don't know if it's as much about, like, he thinks that, like, he, you know, he's been around enough championship basketball to know that this could work and I can envision that, as much as it is he knows they're not dead. Like, he knew the last two seasons they were going nowhere. The messaging from Curry in December, when they were just getting blown out by teams that they should not have been blown out by. They were getting ran off the floor. They were blowing leads. The messaging was, well, you know, we got to keep, like, you knew that they knew. Good right. Players know. And the fact that Draymond doesn't think that they're done, that would excite me as a fan. Again, I gotta see it. Like, 27 games is a long time, and they got to win a lot of them to put themselves in a good position to realistically make a run. But, again, you can see the path. And 2 weeks to go, there was no path.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can see the path, but I believe one might be there now. Well, that they could possibly find.
But if you can get to that first play-in game, I mean, let's just talk it out.
Yeah.
If you can get to the first play-in game, you don't even have to get to the sixth. If you win the first play-in game, which now with another alpha, you're in a better position to do, you avoid Oklahoma City in the first round. You avoid the toughest test right off the bat. Maybe you get Memphis. Maybe you get Houston, who climbs back. That's a team you can beat in the first right. round. And by that point, you figure out how this team gels and can work in the playoffs. And from there, it's like, if you win a series, I don't know, Stein, there's going to be breaks. There has to be breaks. But Boston caught breaks last year. Denver caught breaks the year before that. The Warriors caught breaks when they won the championship in 22. Like, you're right. I guess it's hard to visualize, but I don't know. Draymond sees something, man, and when it comes to he may say a lot of stuff, but when it comes to basketball, I don't think he's an idiot.
No, definitely not. Let's go to Dave. Dave's in New Orleans. Hey, Dave, how you doing, man?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? How y'all making it today?
We're doing well, thank
awesome.
You.
Good, good. All right, well, I think, personally, I think it's more than just, I think it's a mental game, not just for the rest of the league. I think he's playing a game with his teammates, too. I think he is restoring the expectations with what he's saying. He's just getting in front of it. He's letting them know that this is what the expectation should be, and he believes that they have the talent to do it, and it's winning time. And so he wants them. He's trying to inject confidence, and he's trying to inject the winning mentality and upping the expectations on not just what people perceive them to be, but inside of that locker room also. Because they have Jimmy Butler, that's what I believe. I think he sees it, but I also believe that this is a play for his teammates. Once Kuminga comes back, and now that everybody is starting to play better, they're starting to gel. I feel like now is the time where he's like, look, let's push the button. We have a winning. We want to be a winner. I expect to win because we have the talent to do so, and I think he's just upping the stakes.
Yeah, I think there's something to that, David. Absolutely. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I do think it was partly directed at the non-Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, Kevon Looney crowd, too. I think he was also talking to Pajemski. I think he might have also been talking even about Post. Like, guys, like, the way we were in the first half of the season is over. It's over.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.